بسم الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد. So we have briefly covered in the last 5 or 6 lectures concerning the fiqh of marriage, and we've summarized the basic essential components of marriage. We haven't gone into great detail because of the time and the class format, but inshallah we've gone over the bare essentials, what we need to know about the fiqh of marriage. Now we move on to the fiqh of divorce, the kitab al-talaq. Or we say divorce, but in reality we mean anything that breaks the marriage. Okay? So we say the book of divorce, or the chapter of divorce, but in fact there are a number of things that break the marriage. Okay? Firstly, there is annulment. In Arabic you call it fasakh. Firstly, there's annulment of the marriage. You call it fasakh. We already gave some examples of annulment. Who can give me an example? We already talked about this. Exactly. Annulment basically has to do with a factor that is, in general, outside the will of the spouse, either of the two spouses. In other words, you don't will an annulment. You don't break a marriage through an annulment. It just happens through external means. For example, a man and a woman are married, and it is discovered, for example, that they were foster brother or sister, which they didn't know about at the time of the marriage. So the marriage is automatically annulled. Fasakh, we call it. Or, for example, what might happen in this country, we've heard of these type of cases, where one of the two spouses becomes a non-Muslim. They're both Muslims, okay? One of the two spouses leaves Islam, and they, or he or she, becomes a non-Muslim, okay? So the marriage is annulled, fasakh, okay? And we already gave some examples of fasakh before this, but the point is, this is not something that you bring about. If you want to end the marriage, you don't go through fasakh. It just occurs because of an external factor, okay? So this is one of the ways that the marriage is broken or finished. We call it fasakh or annulment, okay? In an annulment, by the way, because we're talking about it, there is the waiting period of one menstrual cycle, 1 month, or one menstrual cycle, in general, there are exceptions, but in general, in an annulment, you don't wait a whole 3 menstrual cycle like you do in a divorce. It's just a waiting period of 1 menstrual cycle, okay, or if she doesn't menstruate, then 1 month, okay, in general, there are exceptions to the rule. So this is the first way that we end the marriage, or that a marriage is ended, through annulment, fasakh. And we said that in general this is outside the will of the male or the female. You don't end the marriage through annulment, it is annulled automatically because of an external factor. Okay? The most common way that a marriage is ended is number 2, and that is talaq, or divorce. Okay? The most common way that a marriage is ended is through talaq or divorce, where the man pronounces the divorce on his wife. Okay? This is the most common way to end the marriage, and that is why we call the whole chapter Kitab al-Talaq, or the chapter of Talaq, because it is the most common and the most detail that we're going to go into discussion of. So before we jump into that, we want to briefly go over the other ways that a marriage is ended. Number 3 is, in Arabic, khula. Khula. Okay? Kha-la-ayn. Kha-lam-ayn. Khula. What is khula? Khula is when the wife pays her husband to divorce her. Okay? The wife will give her husband a sum of money to end the marriage. Okay, so this is separate from divorce, from talaq, and we're going to talk about the differences either today or in the next lesson, inshallah. So the third way to end a marriage is through khula. These 3 ways are the most common. The other 2-3 ways that we're just going to mention are not common at all. That is why we're not going to discuss them in detail. If you like, the fourth way that a marriage is ended is through something called zihar. Okay, zihar. Dha, not a dad, a dha. Ha alif ra. Okay? The fourth way is dhihar. The fifth way is ila hamza. Ya lam alif hamza. And the sixth way is li'an, or mutual cursing. Li'an. Okay? There are 6 ways that a marriage is ended. It has to be through one of these 6 ways. The first 3 are the most common, and these are the ones that we're going to go into the greatest detail. The other 3 we'll just zoom over quickly, give 1-line definitions for. Now we jump into Kitab al-Talaq, or the chapter concerning talaq. And we say that it is of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has given us the concept of talaq. And this goes against what religion? In particular, Catholicism.